Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 1. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. One. Where did Mary go last Saturday?
What did you do at the weekend, Mary? Did you spend the day at the mall as usual?
No, actually, I didn't. My parents suddenly said, "Let's go somewhere." So we got in the car and we just drove.
Where? The beach? It was a bit cold for the beach, wasn't it?
It was even colder where we went. We drove right up into the mountains.
Now listen again.
What did you do at the weekend, Mary? Did you spend the day at the mall as usual?
No, actually, I didn't. My parents suddenly said, "Let's go somewhere." So we got in the car and we just drove.
Where? The beach? It was a bit cold for the beach, wasn't it?
It was even colder where we went. We drove right up into the mountains.
Two. How much are the train tickets?
Have you got the tickets?
No, I haven't bought them yet. We can get them from this machine.
Oh, yes. So we put in the station which we're going to. 2 tickets. Return.
How much is it?
£15.50.
£50?
No, £15.50.
Now listen again.
Have you got the tickets?
No, I haven't bought them yet. We can get them from this machine.
Oh, yes. So we put in the station which we're going to. 2 tickets. Return.
How much is it?
£15.50.
£50?
No, £15.50.
Three. Who is Helen going to play tennis with?
I'm going to the sports centre this afternoon with my family. Do you want to come?
Maybe. Are you going to play tennis there with your sister?
No, she doesn't like tennis. My mother doesn't like tennis either.
So who are you going to play tennis with?
My grandmother. She's much better at tennis than me.
Now listen again.
I'm going to the sports centre this afternoon with my family. Do you want to come?
Maybe. Are you going to play tennis there with your sister?
No, she doesn't like tennis. My mother doesn't like tennis either.
So who are you going to play tennis with?
My grandmother. She's much better at tennis than me.
Four. What kind of film have they just seen?
That was great!
It was. I don't usually like that kind of film, but it was really good.
I loved the robots, and the end was very exciting.
Yes! The spaceship nearly hit that ship, but everyone was safe in the end.
Now listen again.
That was great!
It was. I don't usually like that kind of film, but it was really good.
I love the robots, and the end was very exciting.
Yes, the spaceship nearly hit that ship, but everyone was safe in the end.
Five. How does George get to school each day?
Do you live near your school, George?
No, it's about 10 kilometres.
Ah, so you can't cycle to school then?
Not really. I can go by train or bus, but I prefer the train. It's much quicker.
Now, listen again.
Do you live near your school, George?
No, it's about 10 kilometres.
Ah, so you can't cycle to school then?
Not really. I can go by train or bus, but I prefer the train. It's much quicker.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about the school sports day.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school sports day in a few weeks. We've got the date now. It will be Friday, the 10th of June. That's the 10th. Now, remember that this year, for the first time, we're using the town stadium for sports day. We've got so many competitions this year that we can't use the school field. So tell your parents, don't come to the school, go to the town stadium. Again, for your parents, the races and other things begin at 10:30. 10:30. Tell them to get there early to get a good seat. Now, this is very important. All of you must come to the school in the usual way. Don't go to the stadium with your parents. We need to give you lots of instructions. So come to school for 8:30, and you will all go to the stadium in the school buses. Now, there is no food or drink at the stadium on that day, so bring something for lunch. When all the races are over, you must come back to the school on the buses and go home in the normal way.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school sports day in a few weeks. We've got the date now. It will be Friday, the 10th of June. That's the 10th. Now, remember that this year, for the first time, we're using the town stadium for sports day. We've got so many competitions this year that we can't use the school field. So tell your parents, don't come to the school, go to the town stadium. Again, for your parents, the races and other things begin at 10:30. 10:30. Tell them to get there early to get a good seat. Now, this is very important. All of you must come to the school in the usual way. Don't go to the stadium with your parents. We need to give you lots of instructions. So come to school for 8:30, and you will all go to the stadium in the school buses. Now, There is no food or drink at the stadium on that day, so bring something for lunch. When all the races are over, you must come back to the school on the buses and go home in the normal way.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Katie talking to her friend Robert about her summer holiday.
Katie, good to see you again after the holiday.
Hi, Robert. Nice to see you too.
Did you have a good holiday?
It was excellent. I went to Italy with my family for 3 weeks. Well, 20 days, actually.
Really? That's quite a long time.
Yes. But my parents decided not to fly, so we had to drive there and back. So we had 2 weeks in the holiday hotel by the sea and 6 days driving there and back.
So the hotel was near the beach, was it?
It took about 10 minutes to get there.
By car?
No, walking. My parents chose that hotel because it's in a quiet area, but still close enough to walk.
Was the sea warm?
It was quite nice, but I preferred not to swim there. The hotel had a pool, and that was lovely.
What was the journey like there and back?
My brother and I got a bit bored at times, although some of the countryside was beautiful. But he had his computer games and I had my books, so it wasn't too bad.
Now listen again.
Katie, good to see you again after the holiday.
Hi, Robert. Nice to see you too.
Did you have a good holiday?
It was excellent. I went to Italy with my family for 3 weeks. Well, 20 days, actually.
Really? That's quite a long time.
Yes. But my parents decided not to fly, so we had to drive there and back. So we had 2 weeks in the holiday hotel by the sea and 6 days driving there and back.
So the hotel was near the beach, was it?
It took about 10 minutes to get there.
By car?
No, walking. My parents chose that hotel because it's in a quiet area, but still close enough to walk.
Was the sea warm?
It was quite nice, but I preferred not to swim there. The hotel had a pool, and that was lovely.
What was the journey like there and back?
My brother and I got a bit bored at times, although some of the countryside was beautiful. But he had his computer games and I had my books, so it wasn't too bad.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What must each student do first?
OK. Now, as you know, it's the school trip to France next month. We now have all the information about the trip, including the price. You will need to have a passport, and I will need to see a copy. And of course, your parents will have to pay. But first of all, you need to get your parents to send me a letter which says you want to go and they will pay.
Now, listen again.
Okay. Now, as you know, it's the school trip to France next month. We now have all the information about the trip, including the price. You will need to have a passport, and I will need to see a copy. And of course, your parents will have to pay. But first of all, you need to get your parents to send me a letter which says you want to go and they will pay.
Seventeen. You will hear a grandfather talking to his granddaughter Betty on the phone. What's the weather like in Betty's town?
Hello, Betty. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Grandad.
Are you having a nice birthday, dear?
Yes, it's lovely. All my friends are coming for a party this afternoon.
Well, I hope the weather is good.
Oh, we can't have the party outside. The rain is terrible.
18.
Hello, Betty. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Grandad.
Are you having a nice birthday, dear?
Yes, it's lovely. All my friends are coming for a party this afternoon.
Well, I hope the weather is good.
Oh, we can't have the party outside. The rain is terrible.
18. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Lucy. Why didn't Lucy do her homework?
You haven't given me your homework yet.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I couldn't do it last night.
Why not? Did you forget to take your homework book home?
No, I knew what I had to do. But Mum sent me to bed early because I wasn't feeling well.
18.
You haven't given me your homework yet.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I couldn't do it last night.
Why not? Did you forget to take your homework book home?
No, I knew what I had to do. But Mum sent me to bed early because I wasn't feeling well.
19. You will hear a boy, Oliver, talking about his hobby. What has he just done?
I just heard about your success. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really surprised.
So, what happened exactly? You built a robot and...
No, I haven't built the robot yet. I sent in the competition form with the drawing and all the information and...
And?
And I've won the competition. They said it was the best idea for a robot.
18.
I just heard about your success. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really surprised.
So, what happened exactly? You built a robot and...
No, I haven't built the robot yet. I sent in the competition form with the drawing and all the information and...
And?
And I've won the competition. They said it was the best idea for a robot.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Julia. What does he want her to do?
Can you do something for me, Julia?
I'm doing my homework, Dad.
I know, but I've got to go out for half an hour. Can you look after your sister?
Okay.
I'll do the washing up when I get back.
Fine.
Now listen again.
Can you do something for me, Julia?
I'm doing my homework, Dad.
I know, but I've got to go out for half an hour. Can you look after your sister?
Okay.
I'll do the washing up when I get back.
Fine.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Zoe talking to her teacher about a special day at school. What will each person help with?
You know that it's National Day tomorrow, Zoe?
Yes. I really love National Day. Everybody has a big party in our street.
Now, I know that you have been away for a week, so perhaps you don't know. This year, we're going to have a party at the school, too. Just a small party in each classroom. You know, food, drinks, music, flags, balloons, everything.
That will be great!
Now, a lot of students from your class have already offered to help.
Okay, so who's doing the food?
Alice said that she will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great! She's good with food. Shall I bring some drinks?
Well, actually, Daisy is going to bring lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Kim doing?
She wanted to do the music, but nobody liked the songs which she chose, so now she's doing the flags with the national colours.
Okay. Will she be good at that? She's not very good in art class.
Really? Well, I've agreed now. Nick's going to put together some songs.
Nick? Oh, right. That will be interesting.
Now, Ben is going to write a quiz about our country.
A quiz? That's a great idea. And Ben's great at general knowledge. So, what's left?
I forgot to do anything about balloons. Could you do those?
Okay. I'll get some in the national colours. Red, white and blue.
That's a good idea.
Now listen again.
You know that it's National Day tomorrow, Zoe?
Yes. I really love National Day. Everybody has a big party in our street.
Now, I know that you have been away for a week, so perhaps you don't know. This year, we're going to have a party at the school, too. Just a small party in each classroom. You know, food, drinks, music, flags, balloons, everything.
That will be great!
Now, a lot of students from your class have already offered to help.
Okay, so who's doing the food?
Alice said that she will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great. She's good with food. Shall I bring some drinks?
Well, actually, Daisy is going to bring lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Kim doing?
She wanted to do the music, but nobody liked the songs which she chose. So now she's doing the flags with the national colours.
Okay. Will she be good at that? She's not very good in art class.
Really? Well, I've agreed now. Nick's going to put together some songs.
Nick? Oh, right. That will be interesting.
Now, Ben is going to write a quiz about our country.
A quiz? That's a great idea. And Ben's great at general knowledge. So, what's left?
I forgot to do anything about balloons. Could you do those?
Okay. I'll get some in the national colours. Red, white and blue.
That's a good idea.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.